Go to the Bible, and as you know, the Bible is our final authority for everything that we do. So who wants to get us rolling tonight? Johnny, you had your hand up. Go ahead.
I did. Genesis 22.
Genesis chapter 22. Genesis chapter 22, verses 1 through 6. You want to go ahead and read it, and then you can ask your question there.
It came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him and Isaac his son and laid the wood for the burnt offering and rose up and went unto the place of which God had told him. Bob, the question we have is that we were visiting with the Clarks last evening and we read through the verse of Scripture and there's two men mentioned. And so we were...
There's two what now?
Two men.
Okay. Well, what we have here, if you come down through this passage, is definitely a picture of Christ going to be dying on the cross in the future. And it says here in verse 1, I'm going to point out a few things here. And it came to pass after these things that God did tempt Abraham and said unto him, Abraham, and he said, Behold, here I am. And he said, Take now thy son, thine only son Isaac, whom thou lovest, and get thee into the land of Moriah, and offer him there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I tell thee of. And Abraham rose up early in the morning, and saddled his ass, and took two of his young men with him, and Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up, and went into the place of which God had told him. Then on the third day, Abraham lifted up his eyes, and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. And he took the fire in his hand and a knife and went both of them together. And Isaac spake unto Abraham his father and said, My father. And he said, Here am I, my son. And he said, Behold the fire and the wood, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering? And Abraham said, My son, God will provide himself a lamb for a burnt offering, so they went both of them together. And they came to the place which God had told them of, and Abraham built an altar there and laid the wood in order and bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched forth his hand and took the knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, Here am I. And he said, Lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For I know thy knowest thou fearest God, seeing that thou wast held thy son, thy only son, from me. Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. Now, what you have here, and we've been through, I'm sure a lot of you know a lot of this, but I'm sure there's some of you here that don't know any of it, and we'll try to put it all together for you. Everything in this story sets it up as a picture of Christ dying on the cross. First thing you have here, and I want to list it down here, and if you don't have it, maybe you want to make a little reference and you want to put it in later. First thing we have here is we have Abraham. Now, Abraham in your Bible is the greatest type of God the Father anywhere in your Bible. There's three men in your Bible who picture the Trinity in a very definite way. And the first one who pictures God the Father is Abraham. He is such a type of God the Father that even the Jews refer to him as Father Abraham. And of course, Abraham is the greatest type of God the Father anywhere in the Bible. Then you have Christ, the greatest type of Christ in the Bible will be Joseph. And you'll find the greatest type of the Holy Spirit in the Bible will be Daniel. So, you know, those three guys, if you really want to study God the Father or Christ or the Holy Spirit, you pick those three guys to start with. Now, when you come down here through Genesis chapter 22, it says a couple of things that it set this story up once you know that Abraham is a type of God the Father. And he says here, take now thy son, thine only son. And, of course, notice the reference there to thine only son. And the only difference between this and John 3:16, it says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And, of course, the word begotten there would be proper for Christ. It would not be proper for him here. So he says down through there, that his only son, clearly showing, and it tells you over and over again here that he loves his son, and it's his only son. And of course, if you know the history or the story behind it, you know how long Abraham waited for that boy. And now it's a situation where, come on in, folks, no problem. It's a situation where the emphasis is put on how much he loves this boy, that he is his only son, and now God is going to require him to offer that son as a sacrifice. But it even gets better than that. Notice it says, into the land of Moriah. Now, Moriah, historically, is where Calvary was, or is. The land of Moriah is several mountains there around Jerusalem. Moriah may not be, it may be one of the, it's in the temple area, and it's most definitely where Christ was crucified. On Golgotha. So the place, the location is the same place. And then it says, for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I will tell thee of. And we already know that in the Old Testament Levitical books, the sacrifice was to be burnt. And we all know that when Christ was on the cross from the sixth to the ninth hour, that he goes through that agony there. And he basically, when you go back to the Old Testament passages like Job chapter 30 and places like that, it actually talks about him burning and the heat of what he's going through, and it talks about his bowels being boiled, and that's why on the cross he cries out, I thirst. The thing you got to remember about the crucifixion, and many people don't understand how this thing works, from the sixth and the ninth hour when the Bible says the sun refused to shine. Now, I'm going to give you something that you'll never figure out in all your life, but it's the most amazing thing about, but it's just beyond any human comprehension. From the sixth to the ninth hour when the sun refused to shine, this is when God the Father turned his back on his son. And when he turned his back on his son, this is when the devil was let loose to bring the agony to, it wasn't a fact that Christ went and suffered in hell, literally, but the devil literally brought hell to him on the cross. That's why when Christ is on the cross, you hear him say what an unsaved man says in hell. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? And I thirst. And when he's on that cross from the sixth to the ninth hour, this is when the heavens blacken, and this is where God turns his back on his son. And from the sixth to the ninth hour, be 3 to 6 in our time. From the sixth to the ninth hour, this is when Christ on the cross pays the sin debt for every man and woman and child that was ever born up to that point, that was born during that point, and will be born down through the rest of history. Now, here's the thing that's hard to comprehend. The Bible makes it very clear that he suffered my torment, and he suffered and paid the price for me being eternity in hell for eternity. So from that sixth to the ninth hour, when you want to get a reality check on your wham-wham day, when you're not happy about the way life is going and you think God's unfair and all those things that go along with it, the thing that always keeps you in perspective and keeps you in check is simply this. From the sixth to the ninth hour, God put on him, or basically allowed the devil to put on him, everything that every man and every woman and every child and everybody who had lived from Genesis or will live up to Revelation chapter 22, God put on him what they would have suffered. Not just you and me, but everybody on planet Earth that ever lived put on him the agony of what they would have experienced for eternity. God put on him in 3 hours. And when you understand the concept of that and you understand the weight of that and what I just said, your life will literally never be the same again. The reason why it doesn't change people is because they don't let it sink in and they don't grasp it. When you realize that what he suffered for you and me. And then what little he asked back from us that we are still unwilling to give, it becomes a great concept when you look and see and understand how God, you know, how God, the price that he paid. And from the sixth to the ninth hour, he basically pays the price that you and I and everybody on planet Earth would have paid in 3 hours what we would have paid for in eternity. And how that you can figure that out, I have no idea. But I know that when the Bible says he was the complete sacrifice, so it shows you here that it's a burnt offering, because he literally, hell comes to him on the cross, and that's where you find him in that sixth to the ninth hour. Moriah means God is my instructor. A telling title for this place called Mount Moriah, because it's exactly where the Bible says that Christ fulfilled the work of his Father and God was his instructor. So it's an incredible, incredible passage here. Now let's get down in here and look at his question. And Abraham rose up early in the morning and saddled his ass and took two of his young men with him, Isaac his son, and clave the wood for the burnt offering, and rose up and went to the place which God had told him. Then on the third day Abraham lifted up his eyes and saw the place afar off. And Abraham said unto his young men, Abide ye here with the ass, and I and the Lord will go yonder and worship and come again to you. Now in the passage here, if you look at what you had, look at verse 6. And Abraham took the wood of the burnt offering and laid it upon Isaac his son. In other words, Isaac is a type of Christ here who's going to become the sacrifice. Isaac carries the wood on his back just like Christ carried the cross on his back when he went to Moriah or Golgotha. And then he says down through here, notice the promise of the resurrection. I and the lad will go yonder and worship and come again to you. In other words, Abraham didn't know how God was going to do it, but he had enough faith in God. And this is the great lesson in Abraham's life right now that is absolutely stupendous as far as where he has come from. Here's a man that starting out could not trust God for anything, and now here at this point in his life, he's trusting God with the very thing that he loves. Which brings up another great point, if you want to get the practical thing is here, that God will always test you with what you really love, you see. Always will. Always will. And God's not stupid.